This is one of the main causes of the climate crisis. Humans have for centuries razed the world's forests, which naturally protect the planet by absorbing carbon dioxide. But an agreement at COP26, if the words are matched by action, could be a breakthrough. More than 100 nations have pledged to reverse deforestation by 2030.
Forests have the potential to reduce carbon globally by more than one-third. So we need to approach this issue with the same seriousness of purpose as decarbonizing our economies.
Florestas são importantes para mim.
Another leader, the president of Brazil, the country with half the planet's tropical forests, Jair Bolsonaro, also supported the initiative in a video statement, even though activists say the destruction has soared during his term. In addition to the announcement on forests, another important development, a new initiative to cut methane levels, again signed by over 100 countries by the year 2030. Methane doesn't stay in the atmosphere as long as carbon dioxide, but it's 80 times more potent in warming the Earth. Despite some positive developments, there are still worries about a lack of ambition from those gathered here.
Frankly speaking, there is no dignity to a slow and painful death. You might as well bomb our islands instead of making us suffer only to witness our slow and fateful demise. Leaders of the G20, we are drowning, and our only hope is the life ring you are holding.
That theme of the Western nations not doing enough was again reflected when representatives from more than 20 African countries called for more support for the continent. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has warned that divisions between the developed and developing world could completely derail this vital summit. James Bayes, Al Jazeera, Glasgow.